Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of August the 17th, 2019, the 16th of Av, 5779. This week's message is entitled, Teach Your Children, and I'm reading from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The past couple of weeks I've been mentioning the tendency among some to distance themselves from the foundation of Hebrew Scripture, the books of Moses in particular. One of the ways that this is done is by taking statements by Yeshua and others and making them sound as if they're undermining God's prior revelation when they're actually clarifying what he said. A case in point is the Great Commandment that appears in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark. The exact wording of these two accounts are similar for the most part, yet different enough to indicate that this sort of interchange may have been common. In each case, religious leaders ask him what is the greatest or most important commandment. Today's readers may scoff at such questions, but Jewish people then and now who take God's word seriously want to know how to best prioritize or summarize God's directives. Yeshua's answer is two-pronged, giving more than what was likely expected. Not only are we to love God with everything we've got, as contained in this week's parsha, we're also to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's from Vayikra Leviticus 19:18. In that day, putting treatment of others on par with loving God, especially since Yeshua made it clear that we're to be neighbors even to those with whom we don't like, was radical. You can read about this in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. While we need to take to heart God's sense of priority as stated by Yeshua here, it's tragic that many readers of the New Testament assume that this in any way diminishes or discounts anything else God said through Moses, the prophets, or other readers of Hebrew Scripture. I'm not saying that everything for ancient Israel has direct application to all people in the same way that it did for Israel under the Sinai covenant. It's that statements of priority or summary, such as the Great Commandment, are not in any way geared to reducing God's inspired teaching to only two commands. In fact, it doesn't even take much careful investigation of these two commands to see that there is so much more contained within them than the vaguely defined love God and love your neighbor teachings you may have heard. Perhaps we forget that when scriptures were quoted in first century Israel, it was automatically understood within its broader context. People had long passages memorized, so to hear one line was to hear the passage it was part of. Check out Love Your Neighbor as Yourself in its original context. You might be surprised to discover what love for neighbor actually means. Same with love God. We rarely hear the Mark version of the greatest commandment since it's more complex than the Matthew one, providing some of the wider context. In Mark, Yeshua begins his answer with the Shema, Hear, O Israel, as in the Torah quote I started with. In actuality, it makes no difference because, as I mentioned, the hearers would have automatically connected, and you shall love the Lord your God, with the Shema that introduces it. To speak about our need to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind without specific reference to the God of Israel's exclusivity is to misrepresent Yeshua's intent. Note what follows love God in its original context. This is Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Besides our need to take God's word to heart, embedded within the greatest commandment is God's ordaining parents as the prime educators of their children. We don't have time in this brief message to explore how to accomplish this. However it is done, God made clear that the household, under the supervision of parents, is the prime venue for our children's education. To claim to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, while neglecting our God-given responsibility to educate our children, is to neglect to love God. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.